Peter Greenberg joins us right now. He is the official travel editor of the Rokan Show. That is an unpaid position, Peter, in case you're wondering. You're the host of Ion Travel, which is heard Saturday afternoons here on WGN. It'll be 2 to 4 because of sports conflicts, but 2 to 4 on this Saturday, and travel editor for CBS News. All right. Well, now, we just played some tape of the Health and Human Services Director explaining where the coronavirus is here in the United States in terms of we've seen a couple of cases of human-to-human transmission. We do not have the same sort of problems that they're having in Italy and Iran and Japan and South Korea and, of course, China and some other parts of Southeast Asia, too, but the numbers, they know they've got a problem. They just haven't been able to actually cull the numbers yet. It's eventually going to come here, they think, in terms of human to human. It's just a matter of time, not a matter of if it's going to happen. So if you have a family and you're thinking about taking them on a trip for spring break, going somewhere, and you start to get a little worried about it, what can you do?
Well, here's the deal. We're looking at the entire Chinese outbound market, which is the largest in the world. We're talking 150 million people on lockdown. That market has collapsed. And it's not just collapsed in the region, it's collapsed worldwide. So that's your first problem. You have airlines now cutting capacity, or in many cases, eliminating routes through the end of May. We're talking hundreds of thousands of airline seats, revenue that the airlines will never recoup. That's significant. It's staggering because it's not just the airlines, it's the hotels, it's the cruise lines, it's the restaurants, it's retail, it's all the associated jobs in the travel industry, which happens to be the largest in the world. Now, having said that, it hasn't hit Cleveland yet, and it hasn't hit Wyoming yet. As you said, it has not really made a big impact in the U.S. other than the economic hit. So if you're planning a spring break, keep in mind that the airlines that are giving away waivers or allowing you to rebook without penalty or giving you a full refund, those are the airlines that are canceling those routes to those destinations. But unless United Airlines decides to cancel your flight to Denver because of it, don't count on a refund and don't count on a rebooking without a penalty. And the reason for that is simple. If they're operating the flights, it's going to be relatively safe to go. They're taking a hard look at this on a worldwide level, so much so, I'll give you, there's a little bit of a silver lining in this. Mm-hmm. You know that the airlines right now, both United and American, have had to ground so many of their wide-body flights or planes that were normally used on very long-haul international routes. They want to use the planes, so they're starting to fly 777s between like New York and L.A. or New York and San Francisco, and there's a really good chance that if you bought a coach ticket, you might be sitting in business class anyway now.
Right. So that's a very interesting observation there. Do you think that the airlines, if we get closer here in the next 2 weeks, there starts to be human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus here in the United States, that they will then they'll institute a policy which will create refunds?
Oh, absolutely. They've done a very responsible job when you have severe weather. You see that they do the waivers. This is beyond severe weather. This is impacting a whole lot more people, not to mention passengers, but their own employees. Yes. The airlines will have no choice but to institute a waiver program.
So let's talk about the cruise industry right now.
Yeah.
What is happening to them? Because the most dramatic stories have been on these cruise ships.
Well, there's only been one really dramatic story that played out, and that was on the Diamond Princess that was quarantined in Yokohama, which actually had reported cases. The other ship, the Westerdam, which was cruising around Asia, unable to dock as nobody would let it in, turns out there were no reported cases on that, or no cases that actually displayed. Let's put the numbers into perspective here. There are 365 cruise ships that are now cruising around the world with over 300,000 passengers on board. And guess what? Nothing's going on. Now, that doesn't mean the optics are good. It means people are very worried. And so the cruise lines get to do one thing that a lot of other aspects of the travel industry don't. They get to reposition their assets. They can actually physically move them, which is what they did after 9/11. They moved them out of Europe and moved them back to the United States. They're doing that right now. They're getting out of the Asia Pacific and that whole region. There's not a single U.S.-based cruise line that's out there right this minute, which means excess capacity coming into the market, a lot of great deals, and ships that are going to be, very heavily sanitized.
Are they moving them to routes here in the United States and just doubling up on the routes? What are they doing?
Yeah, they are. They're moving to, like, you know, Mobile, Alabama, and Galveston, and Baltimore, and maybe even Philadelphia. They're going to move ships now to Southern California and increase the Mexico route. So, and of course, the Caribbean will be jammed because it's seasonal. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Peter Greenberg is who we're talking to. He's the, as I like to call him, and he doesn't like it at all, the editor-in-chief for the Rokan Show of Travel. But I'm changing your title every second. But are they going to places? Are these cruise ships going to places that don't normally have cruise ships and deciding, hey, we're going to go from, you know, the Port of Philadelphia to the Caribbean? I mean, are they doing things that aren't? And how would people know how to book those tickets?
Well, they did it the last time after 9/11. They were putting ships in ports that didn't even know they had ports, and yet they got a great drive-to market from people who could then not have to fly over a body of water to get on their ship.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen now. And the people who find out about it through the normal distribution channels, otherwise known as travel agents. You know, 90% of all cruise ship ticket distribution comes from travel agents.
There are still travel agents?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, that's a surprise to me, but I'm not a cruise guy. So, but, and you know, I people keep telling me, oh my God, you're missing something. Cruises are great. You get over it. It's all going to be fine. And then you get a situation like this. It's like, I almost went like in the winter or in December, I was thinking, well, maybe I will do a cruise. And then bang, it hit me. Like, oh no, now what am I going to do?
But you know what?
Yes. What?
But Ro, here's the deal. Most people get concerned, some of them get downright scared that they think that a cruise ship is nothing more than a floating steel petri dish.
Yes.
And the bottom line is, if that were the case, we'd have 365 ships under quarantine right now. We don't. Look, basic personal hygiene and common sense plays a big role in this. And what you're seeing some of the cruise lines do, and by the way, they're doing it in a smart way, is they've eliminated, in many cases, you know, the buffets. And it's a la carte dining. And you know what? Not a problem.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that they hadn't gone to that before when they were having all those problems. Peter is... Oh, just lost Mr. Greenberg while we did that. But Peter, go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, hey, Ro. We're taking a cruise in April of the Mediterranean. We're flying into Barcelona, and then we're going to hit France and Italy. I just wonder, is this coronavirus going to affect tourist areas?
Excellent question. We're getting Mr. Greenberg right back on the line for you to answer that.
Thanks.
Question. We had a bit of a technical, as we like to call it. But now, when is this trip going to be?
Mid-April.
Mid-April. All right. And so this is all in that area that's highly affected. Is there anything? So the question really is there anything that you can do? All right. Let me pass this along to Peter. All right. Here's the question, Peter, is from another Peter, which is, if you're doing a cruise to the Mediterranean that's got Spain and Italy in it, and now you're starting to see this thing, is there anything that you can do to protect yourself and get your money back?
Well, that's the same issue we just talked about with the airlines. What you're going to see cruise lines do, and by the way, it's in their contract, they can substitute ports. They can change itineraries under a force majeure clause. And if you bought the cruise, you'll probably stay on the cruise. You may not be going to Italy. Italy right now is on a lockdown because they have the most reported cases of the coronavirus in Europe. That may change, but right now that's what's happening as of 24 hours ago. So, however, this is different than just the cruise line changing a port because of weather. This is bigger than that. And my guess is they will give you the option of either booking another cruise at no penalty at another time, another itinerary to substitute it for now during the same period of time, or get a full refund.
All right, Peter Greenberg. You can hear him in his own radio show right here on WGN Eye on Travel. That's going to be Saturday from 2 to 4. It's Saturday afternoons. We'll let you know week by week exactly what time it's going to be playing. Peter, thanks as always.
Am I still the editor-in-chief?
Yes, you're editor-in-chief of for Travel of the Rokan Show. Unpaid position. Thank you, Peter Greenberg.
Bye.
We have the WGN Northwestern Medicine Newsroom hot and bothered right now. We'll talk to them in 2 minutes.
Tonight, the Blackhawks.
The Chicago Blackhawks. The St. Louis Blues. The pregame at 6:30. I'm John Weideman. Troy Murray and I will have the puck drop for you at 7 o'clock.
WGN.